الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا. This is a portion of a verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the characteristics of the believers. And one of the characteristics, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, and those who fulfill their covenant when they take on a responsibility or when they make a commitment. On one occasion, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salman al-Farsi was one of the close companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived in Medina. So two people from Syria actually came to visit him in Medina. When they came to visit him, they both sat down and they said, they asked, "Are you the person who was a very, very close companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" So Salman al-Farsi, he actually was kind of confused and said, "What do you mean close companion?" And so those two people who came from Syria, they said, "Oh, well, we're sorry. We must not have the right person. We were looking for Salman al-Farsi. He's a very famous close companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So then Salman radiallahu anhu said, "I am the person that you are looking for, but the companionship of the Prophet will be determined on the Day of Judgment," meaning those people who were his true companions will actually enter Jannah with him. Then they said that we have come from Syria, and we were recommended to come by Abu Darda, who is one of the also a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, "Oh, then give me the gift that Abu Darda has sent." And they said, "What are you talking about? He didn't send any gift. He didn't send you any gift." He said, "No." Salman al-Farsi said, "No, he must have sent me a gift. He always sends me a gift. Give me the gift that he has sent me. So they were all quiet and they looked at each other and they said, "He didn't send you any gift." And they said, "Here, you can take all of our stuff. This is all of the stuff that we brought from Syria. You can go through it. He didn't send you any gift. There is no gift for you in our luggage." So Salman al-Farsi said, Bestow the trust that and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give me the gift that he sent with you. And they said, he didn't send any gift. We were in Syria and we happened to meet Abu Darda and he told us that verily there is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina whose name is Salman. And this particular companion, whenever the Prophet ﷺ sat with him, the Prophet ﷺ didn't like that anybody else would sit. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ liked to sit with Salman al-Farsi alone when they used to sit together. And he said that you should go and visit him and give him my greetings and say assalamu alaikum to him. So then Salman al-Farsi said, wa alayhi salam, and may peace and blessings be upon him. And then he said, thank you for giving me the gift, because what better gift is there than the greeting of the believer in the name and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the lesson that Salman al-Farsi taught these two people from Syria, that even the salam that somebody else sends through you is a trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account for on the Day of Judgment. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reckoning is so extensive that on the day of judgment, even if somebody said to you, well, give my salams to so-and-so, that becomes a responsibility on you. Even that little deed. And you'll be asked about why you didn't do that, especially if you said you would. So we have to be very, very conscious of the reckoning and the depth of perception and the all-knowingness and the see and the ability to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. All of these things that get recorded. Every single thing that you do, even when you drive a car, if you're driving the car down the street and you cut someone off, or you drive in a way that's not, let's say, that's not the common way of driving within society, every time you wrong someone or you cut someone off, all of those people will be able to ask you on the day of judgment why you did that. You've wronged them in some way. If there's a line of 20 cars and it's rush hour and all the people are patiently waiting to get on the ramp and you just go ahead and try to squeeze in front of someone else, then you've taken advantage of 18 people in line. Those people may have been waiting for 5 minutes in line properly, and all of a sudden you went ahead and cut off everyone. On the day of judgment, Allah, those people will ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of this recorded, and those people will take that as something that was done against them. Even the smallest thing, if there's a pencil lying somewhere, and you take that pencil without the permission of its owner, then you've wronged the owner in some way. So we have to be very, very understanding of how deep it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records our deeds and will take us to account for our deeds. So even the salam that these two people from Syria had brought for Abu Darda, from Abu Darda, Salman al-Farsi taught them that even that is a responsibility. And we should be very, very careful, because we don't want to build up a situation where we pile on all these responsibilities and we don't fulfill them. On one occasion, one of the Tabi'in, I think, one of the people who came after the Sahaba, felt bad that he had the opportunity to fulfill a responsibility and he had not yet done it. Meaning he felt bad for procrastinating. So somebody had given him a certain responsibility and he had enough time to do it, but he didn't do it because he got caught up in something else, and he felt like he had procrastinated that deed, and he felt that even that was a betrayal of the trust. So this is how they used to view the reckoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, many of these small deeds we take very, very lightly. Cutting somebody off while you're driving, cutting somebody in line, cutting off somebody while they're in line, not giving even the salam that somebody else sends, promising to make a dua and then not making it for someone. All of these things to be very lightheartedly passed around. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book will have all this recorded. And these will be recorded in the uncompleted trust, the unfulfilled trust. So we should make a sincere effort to really, really examine our lives and make sure that we fulfill the trust that anybody has bestowed upon us, and any promises that we make to anyone, that we fulfill those promises the way that we're supposed to be fulfilled.